The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
And welcome back to the New Slay podcast. This is Jordan Renee coming to you live and direct from the very snowy and icy and depressing Pacific Northwest. You can find me on Twitter at Jordan Said So.
And this is EXO Seattle Slim, and currently known as Floozy Badass on Twitter this week. And I am coming to you live from also the Pacific Northwest, but just it's just raining up here, and I'm lit. So I look forward to talking to you guys today.
Oh man, this is one of my first ones sober in a while.
And last but not least, you thought I wasn't here, but we catfished you. I am also your host, Alexis Littlefoot, and I'm coming to you live from Pissed Off, because I'm going to jump in straight into it, because I had to rewatch, because it's been a minute since Monday Night Raw, and listen, WWE, you got me fucked up. You have me completely fucked up, because why in the fuck would you do that to my man? Who told y'all that this was okay? Like, I can't even tell y'all at that moment. Like, I seen it playing out. I tweeted. I said, it's a trap. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. And lo and behold, big trap. And boy, part of me was like, oh, it's about to get lit. Like, they got to get real non-PG on us. Mm. And, and then the other half of me is like, bitch, that's your man. What? What are you doing? But for him to allow Enzo, he's in the doghouse right now. It's okay. Yeah. Figured out, though. But somebody's got to get their ass kicked. Actually. Because
why don't you just you're supposed to whoop both their asses?
Exactly,
guilty parties.
I just want part of me wants him to like call his homegirl, one of his homegirls from the hood, to come beat her up. I know WWE does not think like me, so like he should call up his homegirl Sasha and Sasha come, you know, give her these hands. But you know WWE doesn't think like that, so we just know Cass is probably gonna, you know, handle his life work.
Exactly. Ugh. It was so awkward.
It was awkward on many different levels.
Cringeworthy. Yeah. Really cringeworthy. Like, I cringe so hard. Like, I literally grimaced.
Cringe. Butt cringe.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Right.
It just kept getting like, okay, kids are watching. Okay.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yep.
And then, honey, it went from rip the shirt open, and she took the chain with her. I was fired up. Ripped my baby's chains off his neck. What are you doing, ho? He paid good money for these chains. And if you get it together, that's not in the script.
I know that he definitely, I was like, whoa.
Who pays for these chains?
Everything is on the bitch.
Who pays for this? It's coming Stephanie, out. Somebody's
Stephanie's not paying for this good 24 karat gold plated stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gold plated.
Yep. That's not a write off. Nope.
Listen, it went from that to take off your pants, and then I was like, hold on.
Whoa.
Do what?
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
She repeated it, and I was like, oh yeah, this bitch is crazy. Like,
exactly.
She lost her ever loving mind. And then she gonna start speaking, you know, freaky, whatever, Russian, whatever she speaks.
Mm.
And he's thinking, she's pulling out some dirty ass, whatever, some dirty words. Nope. Calling Rusev. What?
Wow. He was waiting for his ass at the door.
And Rusev comes in and just have my baby's head bouncing off the cabinetry, like. Good marble countertops, my mohawk bouncing off of it. All that for what? All this to lead to a feud with Rusev?
Mm-hmm. Which is so still weird to me.
Do better.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what happened to the Roman reign? Like, all of a sudden, it's all good after all the damage Roman did. It's like, okay, well, we did, you know, we did our thing, and it's time to move on to Enzo, of all people, and then he dragged in Lana.
He's in a whole tag team, like.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like the fact that they're diverting them from the tag team picture.
Exactly.
Exactly.
See, I was under the impression that we were soon getting a Rusev face turn. So I was what are we doing? So he's gonna keep going. Okay, cool.
I feel like a Rusev face turn would have turned into an Enzo's heel turn because he is a cheater as well, if they was gonna get to the cheat. And I just feel like,
well, no, I just, all I'm saying is, like, this entire feud just really came from left fucking field. Even from the week before. No one's turning Enzo and Cass anytime soon, especially. Right. And then these strange rumors of a Rusev face turn. It's like, well, so what is the truth?
Exactly.
Like, what is going on? That's my big issue with it. And I just, like, kind of rolled my eyes because I'm over heel Rusev. We know he can do that. I kind of want to see. Show me some range. Rusev, do you have?
Show me some range.
Do you have the range?
Rusev range. Rusev range.
Otto Preminger.
Oh my god. It just sounded like Roman Reigns light, like Rusev range.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing? I just know somebody better deliver these hands.
I know, that's right.
To Lana, because no, bitch. No, no, no.
They could have at least, like, and I felt like, too, they could have at least warned the people with kids in the audience. Not just watching TV, but in the audience, because it's not like you can tell your kid to leave the arena, because you know that they show those little vignettes.
Yeah, during the show, right.
Exactly. So it's like, whose idea was it, and why do they keep dropping these little hints that they are going to push the envelope, only to bring it back and then do it again?
Not even that. They saying the B word more loosely now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, people's getting beat up is getting a little... Like, okay, you need to tone it down. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Like, I like it as a fan who watched through the Ruthless Aggression era.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, you know, hit a hard break in the PG era. So it's like, okay, but you got to ease somebody back into that's not used to that. See, yeah. I'm used to it. Like, I watch old John Cena clips all the time, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, he's talking bad. But... kids that have only been watching in the PG era don't know that this is how things work. I know the parents are probably like, yeah, this is lit.
And yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, dang, I got Billy, who's 12.
Yeah.
Seeing Lana's whole leg and chest region all out.
Not even 12. Yeah. I got my nice six-year-old daughter who loves her some Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
I think 12 is, like, cool because you're going to be looking for boobs anyway. So, I think it's more so for, like, the younger kids who like to put on the Uso face paint and stuff.
That age.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. Like, I mean, it's also, at the end of the day, it's PG television. Like, they, you know, what's the difference between that and Love and Hip Hop? Like, it's right to TV is even, sometimes more worse. They on Love and Hip Hop talking about big sex tapes and all that. Like, people have no business talking about it on TV. But, you know, people do it. It's far more worse things out there on TV. Mm-hmm. And that's why I try to express to people who are like, oh, you let your kids watch wrestling, or people that are like wrestle prudes, if you will. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's violence, but shit, what's the difference of watching Cops? What's the difference of watching, you know, Jerry Springer, all that? Like, ain't no difference. People fight. That happens. Square up, like, get mad if you want to.
I definitely told someone that watching wrestling is 10 times more safer and less triggering than watching an episode of Game of Thrones. Like,
oh, for real? Oh, hell yeah.
Right. Like you can see three rape scenes within, like, a 20-minute period on like an episode of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Also, pink titties.
You said pink titties. Slam Y'all is our resident expert. Pink.
She's a pink enthusiast.
Yeah.
All things pink.
A pink girl.
Pink lives matter.
Victoria's Secret
if you want to give somebody a plug, you should make Victoria Slim your honorary pink girl.
Yeah. There you go. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say that even though I like this whole kind of harking back on the Attitude Era, like Becky calling like Ogre a bitch and like even like
she said that bitch strong as hell. She said that with a chest.
She did. But like I think for me it almost feels lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like I'm all for like at least making this like appealing to the older fans.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point I'm just like, okay, bro, what we need is something a little fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's
at some point it just feels kind of lazy.
Especially since we're heading into, you know, almost WrestleMania territory. Yeah. Once the year hits. So this is definitely a little bit more like, ooh, maybe I should start watching this if you haven't watched in a minute. So it's like, I feel like they're trying to grab those fans who probably fell off throughout this latter part of the year and try to get them back into the WrestleMania fold, which is, you know, great marketing by WWE. Or I was just talking to my homeboy about this. It could be, you know, Linda McMahon done tiptoed in her Jordans all the way to the White House with her few million dollars.
We're going to talk about that later.
That now they like, shit, we ain't got to be, shit, we can let loose a little bit, you know, we done made it to, we done got to where, we got to the promised land, now we can do whatever. Yeah. We're living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because allegedly all this, the PG era shifting to PG was so she could get her Senate race or whatever she was running for and failed. Senate.
Uh-huh, twice. Yeah.
Did That's she fail right. twice?
Yeah, she lost twice.
Sure did.
Back to back. Back to back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to back. Yeah, she lost twice in a row.
Mm.
So, I mean, it happens. And she, you know, threw all money in and got a job with the Donald. So she gonna fuck some shit up though.
Oh, you already know. It's gonna be fuck some shit up. Yeah.
She doesn't know what the minimum wage is, guys, and she wants to run the small business administration.
Right. But she bought her that position because she was like, look, I'm giving this down payment.
Right. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't care if it's a White House greeter. You gonna put me in that goddamn White House?
You know, put me on Capitol fucking Hill.
Okay.
But no. But listen. I read that. I went, oh, what you mean you don't know that people getting paid? Like you don't know the minimum wage? But you want to be in charge of people's businesses? Like, oh hell no.
Like, man. Slavery. Small businesses meant slavery. She's going to bring it back.
And it's crucial because I work at a small business. So
no, I'm saying. Listen.
Crucial.
Girl, I was just like.
I'm over nervous. Like, it's lit. I'm texting my boss every day. Like, it's lit. It's a shame that WWE about fuck your shit up. But, you know. Because, like, my boss is so funny. Like, once Trump got elected, he was like, because he didn't vote, unfortunately. But. He most likely would have voted for Trump because all that shit Trump was talking about changing the airlines and whatever the fuck he was talking about. My boss was apparently with, and he liked how he lies. Called out the media for being a lie. The media lie. We know the media lies. We know the media twists things. That's not.
It's a fact of life.
It's not something that people didn't know.
Like, yeah.
But the media is also there to point out dumbasses, and. Like Donald Trump. So, you know, you get the best of both worlds. But it's politics. People lie in politics. That's what they do. It's part of it. You lie to win. Lie, cheat, steal. To win. You got to win. So I'm going to lie. I know Hillary's a liar. She's doing what she's supposed to do because she's trying to get in this White House. Just like Donald Trump is up here lying to y'all to get y'all to vote for him.
Exactly.
He's getting all these racist ass motherfuckers. Telling them what they want to hear so they will go out and vote for him. He is not going to do none of that shit that he was talking about. Ain't gonna be no wall.
That's right.
Ain't gonna be none of that bullshit because there are other people in other positions to keep his ass in line. They talking about taking his Twitter away for a month. He don't need to tweet for a month. Like, how the fuck are you about to baby the next president of the... You treating the next president of the United States like a fucking teenager.
Exactly.
I just want to say, for all those single, nice men with jobs who are tall and can somewhat play play sports.
Hey, Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne.
Get you one that can talk wrestling and politics.
Hey, Dwayne.
That's right.
The Rock. All right. What's up?
Hold on now. We're not going to crouch in on Shelly. My mom went to high school with Michelle Obama. Was like, oh, yeah, Shelly. I was like, why is she not my Aunt Shelly? If we call
exactly.
her Shelly.
Okay.
Because, you know, black people claim anybody. Oh, I think I went to elementary with them. My mom that's your cousin.
Not for real. I got so many play cousins that really would make you nauseous.
Right.
Oh, no. But yeah, so Linda McMahon, I'm going to need you to at least go into a Target and ask them how much they get paid.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At least in your own state. I mean,
ask Conchita that you always got making your tea and wiping your ass for you.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Damn.
I'm sick. Or you can just have the jobbers that, you know.
Girl, you know what?
What y'all getting paid?
Ma'am.
Oh my God. Speaking of jobbers, anybody watch Total Divas?
Oh,
no? I did. No, I did.
It's lit. Our homegirl Paige has made. Paige has risen. She has made her.
I've been waiting to hear this from you. Yes.
It is. If y'all go back to the earlier episodes, it is exactly what we thought it was. That girl got herself some grown man dick and just lost her mind. The girl missed work.
Missing that money.
That girl missed a house show. She said, I'm going to take this flight to Texas.
But I ain't going to be in Texas.
I'm going to take this flight to Texas. But y'all ain't going to catch me in no Corpus Christi or wherever the hell they're supposed to be.
I'm going to be
in San Antone getting ready for the
San Antone,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be flag on the plane.
Yeah, San Antone for the San Antone. You hear me? Yes. Yes.
I'm laughing too hard at that shit.
Yes.
But like, oh my gosh. I was just like, and everybody, when she first showed up with him at that dinner party thing, everybody's face was like, the fuck?
Boy.
Oh my God.
Listen. Let me describe.
Natty had me dying, but
let me describe. The room went silent. You could hear a breeze. All you heard was silverware clinking. Like click.
Ricker and Scott.
Heads turned. They said, what? Natty, please tell him what Natty said. Please tell him.
Natty said, bitch, you was just like you just had a ring on your finger and you in love? What?
Ooh, Nettie's that friend. She's that quiet, that nice friend, but she's gonna shade you on the low.
That's right.
She shaded the shit out of her. She said, weren't you about to get married?
And you in love? Oh,
Eddie.
I was dying, bro.
Fetty damn wop.
Yeah. Renee's that she put her cape on quick for her, but ain't no saving. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Ain't no saving. Paige is trying to tell her, like, you can't save me. I'm already gone. Like,
Renee,
she's trying to save her.
I gotta say, this is the second time on the show within three episodes that Renee done put her nose in something that it got nothing to do with her.
She's a journalist. That's what we do. You know, meddle in other people's business.
She definitely is looking more like Cynthia more and more from Love and Hip Hop. Mm. Atlanta, just putting your business in somewhere it don't belong, girl. Just mind your business.
Mm.
And her man is that mind your business man. Mind your business.
Yeah, exactly.
Mind your business.
Get in the damn truck. I feel like that's me telling her all the time. Get in the
Ambrose,
damn truck.
Ambrose is like, listen, bitch, I'm not drunk enough to be dealing with you if you don't sit your ass down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I had my first Ambrose sighting doing the whitest shit I'd never seen in my life. Yoga. They were doing yoga, but on paddle boards. And I was like, and I was like, he didn't want to do this. He wanted to sleep.
Oh my God.
He wanted no part. And I said, listen, I am right here. We can sleep in.
Yeah. That was. And Renee was having the time. She was struggling.
She also kept talking about her waxing regimen and stuff, and I was just like, girl.
But who cares, though? why is she, why?
Because only time we see you is from the neck up, like, we
exactly.
We don't see that. What you got going on?
I don't.
You ain't in the ring. Like, you ain't wearing no trunks or nothing. Like,
first of all, I was like, girl, you are hygienic. What, you want a cookie? Like,
hey, exactly.
Great.
Good. You keep it neat down there. Good for you. What you want?
Can we please talk about, can we please talk about Miz and Maurice in this new house?
Please. Oh, man.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure that was a crack house at some point. That, or like, like, that definitely looked like a place in, like, the valley where they did, like, the really cheap, like, hood gay porn.
Oh my goodness.
That definitely looked like a place where, like, Poppy or, like, Tyson or, like, whatever the names that we had, Tiger and, like, Lion, Tiger and Bear be at. Just.
Oh my.
Just barebacking the shit out of each other. Whoa. All over their place.
Yeah.
And we're moving on. Anyway, on that
what
note,
I have to say about that.
On that note,
what have to say about that.
On that one, just keep the whole Total Diva segment right there.
That's all I have to say about that. That's my Forrest Gump.
Oh gosh.
TLC was great. Was good. It actually did. It did a lot of setting up for, like, the future. Minus, I was texting Alexis about it. I hated that what was supposed to be a no DQ match, and it just turned into, like, a glorified, like Disney fight.
Yeah.
Minus that kick, which was great. I didn't care about anything else in that match.
This one, I thought I was really high on Carmella. She says, no.
Yeah.
First of all, is she on there snitching? No.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's like, Carmella's supposed to be, like, that gangster chick, like, where she's from Staten Island. She's supposed to be that girl where she's like bougie, but she's street. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, my bitch bad and bougie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to be that girl. Girls like that are not telling. Girls on Staten Island are not snitching. They husbands in the big mob, you know, big mobsters dealing with a lot of money, big drugs.
Yeah.
They are not snitching. They are not telling. This is how they dry snitching, though, but this is how she should have done it. I ain't going to tell you.
Yeah.
Nod you in the back of your head at the pay-per-view, but it might be one of your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I can say nothing like about your friends, but you should really think about if some of those friends should still be your friends.
I mean, talking about nobody likes me, but I'm over here chilling, and ain't nobody that is in my face conking me in the back of my head. No shade. Like, now it's like, now if I'm Natty, we gotta square up. Like, bitch, why are you telling? And two,
exactly.
Natty, they interviewed Natty after she told, and Natty was like, basically, like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Like, but then it's like, they had a match. Didn't they have a match or something?
I think they did.
Yeah
they had a match. So it was like, okay, well, and the match was very anticlimactic. Like,
yeah, it was.
So it was like,
No
point of telling on me. Like, if you snitch on me, I'm beating your ass. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm whooping you. I'm whooping you to death. I'm throwing you into a barricade, probably powerbombing you through a table. Like, no, girl. No. We not snitching.
Yeah.
That's not what we do. Or, why did they have a match? It should have been Carmella's chilling at the makeup chair, get her makeup done, and Natty rolls up on her like, you need to watch your mouth.
What's tea, bitch? Yeah.
What's tea? You know, you think you know everything, know this, and give her the hands, automatically pop her in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And then it's a backstage brawl. Because we ain't seen a women's backstage brawl in a minute.
Oh, my God.
See, I haven't seen a really, really good one since that Trish and Lita one, where they basically just did it in the entire backstage, from the mm-hmm. locker room to the shower to the... Like, that's probably, like, that's...
I think last one I can recall, like... as of recently, is it was, I think it was like Crystal Marshall and Ashley. They got into a backstage fight at one point in time. You know, it was on SmackDown, and it was like, okay, girl, stop it.
Exactly.
But we haven't seen it. But I think a Natty Carmella one backstage would have been lit.
Yep.
Like, it's just not catty enough for me. But speaking of the women on SmackDown, did anybody see that Naomi going off on Twitter?
What?
Yes, it was like a few days ago.
Yes, because all
Total Divas, Total Divas won some award or was nominated for some award, and the like graphic that WWE Universe Twitter posted had all the girls, the new girls too. Eva Marie, Maurice was on there. Renee Young was even on there, and Naomi was not on there. And in place of Naomi was Alicia Fox. If you know anything about this season, Alicia Fox is not even on this season.
Nope.
Like, not at all. Not.
Oh, my
God. Not in no promo, not in nothing. She's not on the show. She's not on the season.
I don't understand what's going on.
Fans retweeting, like, where the hell Naomi? Naomi really retweeted and was like, where's my picture? And I'm on the show too. And so it's like all her fans like hopped in, like, oh, I guess y'all saying all black people look like, da da da, like going off. And then,
but then there was a lot of support from like other women in the company, like Sasha tweeted hashtag team
Naomi. Yeah.
I think Renee did, Eva did.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like, are we really gonna do this? Are we really?
Yeah. And then she told you something too after that, and she was like, you know, I'm about tired of it or something. And I was like, you know, a black woman's fed up when she says she's about tired.
Or, actually tired and then some.
Yeah, she's really tired. She's not playing with y'all. Yeah, y'all better get it right. Yeah, she said, I'm about tired of it. And I was like, oh, she's not playing. So I really hope they turn this into, like, I've been shitted on, and this new girl gets opportunity. She just walks right in, and now she's SmackDown Women's Champion. This is not how it's going to go. I hope that's what it's leading to, because Naomi is way past due.
Yeah.
She's way past due. Like, eviction notice been on the door. They came, evicted you, like, past due. Like, you still owe. Past due. Like, you still owe after the eviction. Past due.
No, I don't even understand it. The last African-American female champion was Alicia Fox, but that was hella ago. But in the same
time... And she had the title for, what, 2 minutes? Like,
exactly. She was the truest of a transitional champion, because Melina came in and was like, hi.
Hi.
See, so that's why I'm just kind of like, why is it you had all these different girls that all look the same, you know these white female wrestlers in that time, just hand over, and now all of a sudden, I mean, when is there, it's not even a gap anymore, it was like a one-off, and then they just said fuck it. I mean, what's right. going on?
I need Naomi to pop off. Like, I need Naomi we see on Twitter to come out and be like, nah, you got me fucked up. But apparently she was injured. She had ankle injury or something like that. But she'll be back this week. So all prayers to Naomi to let her flip her weave, roll her neck a few times, and wave a finger backstage and make something shake, because it's time. And we don't need no transitional, none of that. We don't need no, all right, give her a few weeks with the belt. We need a title run, honey. And I mean a title run.
Yeah.
Temple run. Mm-hmm. Run. I need a Kevin Owens or AJ Styles run. I don't need no.
Yeah,
Becky
exactly.
Lynch run. She had it for a good month. Okay. Give it to Becky. She was the first woman y'all drafted to SmackDown. Cool.
Yeah, I mean.
But they even let Becky have it, though. Like, Becky is corny.
Yeah, she's.
Even Becky had it.
I don't want to hear her talk. Like, I don't want to talk. Like, I just want to see her wrestle. Like, she's one of those, I like what she does in the ring. I just want to see her work. I don't want to see her talk. I don't want to listen to it. Because just, like, the phrases that she puts together, like, I'm like, are they writing this or is she saying this? Like, because either way, this is crap. Like, no. She's not believable. Like, I can't.
At all. Yeah.
All of the, all of those puns and stuff, that's really her. I remember finding some earlier stuff of hers from, like, Shimmer and all that stuff, and all those puns and shit, that's, like, what she does. Like, that's really her. So, it's really,
but sometimes
bad.
The puns be going over my head. I'd just be like, okay. Like, what does that even mean?
I don't catch them at all. I'm just gonna be clear with you guys. You guys are talking about puns, I'm over here and mentally and just ignore her. It's just so unremarkable.
I can't go. Like, I can't do anything with her. Like, she doesn't appeal to me. Like, give me a champion that looks like me.
Yeah.
Like, the bitch Alexa Bliss don't even got a t-shirt.
Yep.
No merch.
Yep.
Can I be honest about
not even a damn sticker, like nothing.
The only reason why I feel like Alexis won that match is because there's no way in hell they were putting a girl that small through a fucking table. Mm-hmm. There was no way that they could have put her like through that damn table. Like
even could have Iris whipped her into the table though.
It could have.
Or they could have done the announce table. I don't know. I thought that's what they was gonna do. I thought they was gonna put her through the, or put somebody through the announce table, not this weak ass powerbomb. I feel like that match was anticlimactic too. Like, she made a mistake and now she's through a table. Like, let these women wrestle. Like, let them actually put somebody through the table.
I actually liked Alexa versus Naomi at one point. It was like blink and you miss it. But I felt like it was some they real were going like back good and forth versus like. Yeah. It was a good feud. So, and then of course they fuck it up and zilch.
Yeah. Hopefully this. I really would like to see Alexa versus Naomi for like the next few weeks, even into maybe possibly Royal Rumble. I would like to see that because that's not cutting it. Like, and then apparently Eva Marie's supposed to be on her way back. Like, I need some substance going on because if she comes back, it's really gonna suck the life out of SmackDown. Like, I can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, SmackDown is the premier brand right now for me, as far as
everybody.
Like,
yeah.
So if they're gonna suck the life out of the women's division, I'm gonna need for them to. God, I need for them to get it together. Especially with talking smack, not directly after SmackDown, I just feel like I feel disconnected.
Yo, I think that is the one thing. 205 Live is cool or whatever. I like seeing like really.
Just, I feel like it should come on really wrestling before SmackDown.
Or why don't you just put it before or after NXT to get more eyes on it on Wednesday? I don't understand. Yeah.
Well, because it's live. So what they do is after SmackDown's over, it's basically the dark matches.
That's why it's so short.
Because they only get 30 minutes for the dark match after Raw is over. So it's like, that's why it's only 30 minutes long. And B, that's why it's directly after SmackDown because...
I still think that as far as like actual TV programming goes, I get that from a practicality sense. But as far as a TV programming thing goes, because when you finish watching a basketball game, you go straight into Chuck and Kenny and Ernie.
Analyzing the basketball game. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying, the disconnect, because now it's like we have to wait a whole another 30 minutes to see what they're about to say on Talking Smack. And then by that time, I don't even forgot what happened on SmackDown.
I am fucking asleep. Mm-hmm. I'm asleep.
Like, and if I'm not forgetting, I'm asleep, right. So it's like, that's why I think 205 Live should come on before SmackDown, because I'm not doing nothing at 7:30 before I'm getting ready for SmackDown to come on. So if I see more wrestling before wrestling comes on, it's lit. Like, I don't want to see that and then have to wait for my favorite show to come on, because by that time it's like, what, 10:30, 11 o'clock, it's time to go bed. Like, that's why I don't watch nothing after Raw comes on, because they tried that shit with Raw Talk and it was not popping. 11:15, my TV's off, going to bed. Like, I don't have time for y'all.
It's not good enough to warrant that.
Yeah. That's why Raw Talk didn't really last that long, because
it lasted one episode.
Yeah, your show comes, sweetheart, your show comes on after the show goes off. After 3 hours of we already watched you. I don't want to watch you for an extra 30 minutes. And I already get an extra 15 because Raw goes off at like 11:15. So it's like, do I really want to watch another 30 minutes of y'all talking about nothing? Because y'all not talking about nothing. I don't know. WWE got to get it together. They trying, though. I can see the effort, but you got to try a little harder.
I just don't know who they're hiring to do the, and where they're getting them from. Maybe they need to try a new approach, because the people that they have coming up with these ideas are falling flat, and I'm just like, get rid of them. Do better.
Yeah, definitely do better. I don't know. We could still have to pray for them. Pray for them. We're going to have to see what unfolds with Sasha and Charlotte. Because I'm about tired of seeing them.
Yeah.
Like, Sasha's sis. She'll always be sis. But I'm about tired of seeing this belt flip-flop around. Like a hot potato.
I will say, it makes sense to me now. if they always knew that they were going to end in like kind of end this chapter of it within Iron Woman match, because then it's like, okay, clearly each one of these girls could actually hold the title any given night. So let's just see right now who is the better woman and who really is the rightful champion right now. Let's just do this.
Yeah. Like, I'm hyped for the Iron Woman match. Hype.
I really hope.
I don't know. I feel like Ric Flair might interfere somewhere. I was hoping for him to interfere in the, what was it, No DQ?
The
Falls Count Anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping for him to make an appearance then, like during the match, because it was in Charlotte, so I figured, you know, he was going to pop up somehow. But it was a really good match. I really fucked with the match. I liked how they did the submission in the crowd. That was lit. But this Iron Woman match is really going to be the true test of who has the most. It's really going to be the true test of not who's the rightful champion, but the true test of who's got the most respect backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're going to have to see.
But we also have to take in account Charlotte's streak. She got lost on a network special.
People are building that, and then they're like, and then they're also saying that they're trying to get her to where she's like a multiple time, like 15 time champion. They have time to do that. If you keep doing that all within the same year and making her, you know, 4-time, 5-time, 6-time champion, first of all, that fucks with Lita's record, Trish Stratus's record, all these women that came before them. So now they're surpassing them, women that they look up to and we've looked up to. And then it's like, y'all have time to do this. Y'all can do this over the course of a few years. Y'all act like she's about to leave next year. Like, give people a chance to respect their title reigns. Like, we have eras of Trish Stratus's title reign that we like. We have eras of Triple H's title reigns that we like and dislike. Like, let people have their own era of that's another part of wrestling that I really fucked with, because I was just talking to my friend about this too. Like, the different eras of people's characters. Like John Cena, for instance. We had Basic Thugonomics. We had when he was doing the Marine, and he was wearing all that army gear and all that, and doing the salute when he came out. We have, you know, Hustle, Loyalty, Respect Cena. We got Fruit Loop Cena when he comes out in the colorful shirts. My fucking 4th of July Cena. We have so many different versions of Don Cena, it's ridiculous. But each one of those is a title reign. Like, he's holding a title.
Mm-hmm.
He got his first title, he's Dr. Thugonomics. Like, we fucked with Don Cena. He had the spirit belt. U.S.
Rated R Superstar era, too. Rated R Superstar. When Edge was holding down SmackDown.
Yep. And Edge. Like, everybody has their different eras of their character. Edge has a lot of eras, too. Rated R Superstar is probably his best era, because he was lit. Yeah.
He was so lit. Ugh. Oh, Edge.
So, like, yeah.
He got handsomer with Edge, to be honest.
Yes. Even Randy Orton, legend killer. Now we got, what kind of snake is he?
He's a Viper.
Viper,
But now, I think, like, the Viper era is over. Because now he's
just the Wyatt. Yeah, he's the Wyatt.
Yeah, but that is, he went from Legend Killer to Apex Predator to the Viper to the, you know.
Yeah.
He even said it on the beginning of Talking Smack. He was like, I've been this, and now I am this. And it's like, I don't know. At the end of the day, I think that the company they've put so much time and effort into saying that they are really about, like, feminist, like, about really taking a stance when it comes to, like, treating these women as equals, that I think they've started to, like, overcompensate and blowing their load. Because I feel like if you give every special match to Charlotte and Sasha, what is there for Bayley to do?
What is there for Nia Jax? Because, like we stated before, Nia Jax is not getting any younger.
Charlotte's not getting any younger either.
Nia Jax is also the oldest woman on the roster out of all the Divas. Women. Damn. Sorry. Yeah. I believe she's like 36, 37.
Hold on. Nia Jax.
Wow. Age. Whoa. I did not.
She's 32.
Same thing. Oh.
That girl.
Oh,
you know what? Odisha. I'm 32.
Oh my gosh. I feel like you just low-key made her, like,
Listen,
Tamina just made her Tamina.
Like, she's on the tail as well.
Yes, she is.
In TV,
she is. Like,
in TV life, and you know this, Jordan, once a woman starts getting, you know, towards the 35 mark, she needs to sit her old ass down.
Honestly,
I'm 35 next month. What is happening?
You're also not on television every week. You're also not on TV every week.
Honestly, though, the real thing is once somebody hits like 27, 28, you're like, ooh.
Exactly.
No, it's true, though.
Probably 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Closer
like,
30.
Ooh.
But I'm just saying.
Also has a younger face.
But I'm just
kind of old-ish.
What you mean? Charlotte looks kind of old-ish.
No, I didn't say Charlotte did. I said Nia Jax.
But I'm saying, like, both of them are, Charlotte's 30.
But you also think Charlotte came up
later.
She came up before Nia Jax. Nia Jax, mm-hmm. She hasn't even been on Raw a full year yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. We need to see more of her because we might not see a lot of her. You know, first of all, they're wrestlers. Their body's going to break down. Like, and at 32, she's really going to feel that. And,
y'all, yeah. Tamina's 38, and there's rumors that she's coming back. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to need for those stay rumors, okay?
No, there are rumors that, like, she's all healed up, ready to go. She's 38.
I'm cool.
Wow.
She needs to have her old ass down, too. Mickie James still looks good because she still looks like she's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's all about appearance. And I hate to say that, but it's all about, you know, and WWE is one of those things where it's like, it's about your look, too.
It's all about the look.
Just because they say, you know, they all about this, that, and the other, still about looks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Liv Morgan, she's good because she's only, what, 22? Paige is good because she's only, what, 20? She's 23
now, yeah. Sasha's 24.
Right. So,
Bailey's 26, 27.
Yeah. So they really don't have to. Even Maria, she's 32 too. God damn.
Wow.
She need to hurry up and get some popping because. Woo, girl, your clock's ticking.
So there's one total Divas thing that had me like hysterical was how they made it seem like she wrote that entire intro. Herself.
Girl. Somebody wrote that for you.
I was just like, oh, all right. So we just gonna make it seem like, okay, cool. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You was smart. You was kind. You was important.
Hey, what's up? Carmella's only 110 pounds. What's up? What's up? There's hope for us little girls out there. What's up? Wait. Dang.
I mean,
I would want to.
How much does a... Does Alexis weigh? Alexa? Alexa.
I'm about to Google.
I mean, because AJ weighed like what? Alexa's 102, according to Google.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And oh, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. They wasn't going to put her little ass through no table.
Hey, man. I'm right in between those two people, so.
How much did AJ weigh? AJ weighed 115.
Yeah.
At her peak wrestling form.
Alexa Bliss is one of those young ones, too. She's 25.
Who?
Alexa Bliss. Mm-hmm. She's 25. So, you know, you got all these young girls coming in, like, girl, what are you doing? Like, you don't have that much time. Naomi's also, you know, older, too, and she's been on the roster one of
forever.
The longest. Like, what are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's 29.
She looks younger than that.
Right.
She looks good.
Wait, are they really saying that? Naomi's 5'11". I don't believe that.
I don't believe it at all. Because you know she's thick, right? So she looks short. But
I don't believe she's
right. Yeah, no, who? Me neither.
Who?
Naomi.
Nene.
Internet's telling me that she's 5'11". I'm like, bitch,
you thought.
I'm looking and it says that she's 5'5".
Okay. Okay, good. That's probably, yeah. Okay.
That makes more sense,
That
yeah.
makes a lot more sense to me. It was like, oh. Yeah, 5.
Yeah, and she's been in the game since FCW, so something really got to give.
Wow.
Got to give.
Yeah, she was. Wasn't she FCW Women's Champion for a while? Against AJ, I think. I remember reading that.
Yes, one time. She was the first champion. She was the girl champion of FCW Women's Divas Championship. Yeah.
I'm so glad that she helps, that she's held some sort of belt. Within her company. That is gracious.
Yeah, the first champion was Naomi Knight, who won an 8-woman tournament on June 10, 2010.
Jesus, Murphy. Mm.
There were 6 reigns shared between 6 wrestlers and 1 vacancy.
Naomi, then AJ, then Oksana, then some woman named Audrey Marie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Honey, if Oksana held a championship,
yes. Fuck that. Okay.
If Foxy's little sister held that championship, I see a Kaylee Turner, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She was the last Foxy's champion.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She was horrible too. She needs to let it go.
Let it go.
That's what I heard.
Let it I've go. Been She was also dating, wasn't she dating Swagger?
Oh shit. Yeah, Alicia was, and then the tea is that he cheated on her and Kelly or somebody knew and didn't tell her, and there was a big falling out. But and
wait, how you know with tea?
Lipstick damn alley.
What? I need to log on.
That I don't trust those broads. I don't trust those broads. A lot of them hoes is bitter.
I'm looking. Let me search.
No, a lot of them hoes is bitter, and
they got a WWE thread. What's up?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Listen. Let me log in.
Listen. Mm. Whenever I need to know if a certain kind of white man.
Ooh, there's a thread. Talking about.
Is into black women. I go to Lipstick Alley whenever I need to find out if somebody likes us.
Yeah.
Black women.
There's a thread talking about WWE being shady towards Naomi.
Oh.
She's really including fans that are upset with her not being included in that photo. And Sasha and Summer have been showing her their support.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Wow. Summer of all mm-hmm. people. Did anybody else show any support? Bailey?
I don't think. Well, mm-hmm. Bailey's last name is Martinez, but we're not going to talk about that.
Mm. All right, now.
I mean, and for them to leave her out of that picture, it was like
that
her,
says a lot.
But her portion of the show is probably the most litest portion. Boy, when they was trying to get her right for her movie,
yes,
they got on them damn motorcycles and she took off that clip-on ponytail. Honey, I died.
Oh no,
we died.
There's the cutest.
When she put it on his head. Where she puts it onto his head.
And he just looks like, girl, what? What are you doing?
I love them so much.
Right? Relationship goals for real. I just, that they're the cutest thing ever. I love them. Even, even
they're probably the best couple on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The realest, I think, like, they're the most authentic. Like, you can tell, like, they're friends and, you know, everything is,
They so damn country.
Right? And her, he's so damn black. I'm sorry. At this point, I don't even see him as Samoan anymore. It's like, let's go ahead and give it to him honorary blackness because he is hella black. But they're from Oakland, right? So
nah, they're from Pensacola. They were born in Oakland, but raised in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay, that explains a lot.
I think she's
just from Orlando. I think
she
she's from Sanford, Florida. So yeah, she's big country.
I feel like they would have met and gotten married anyway. I feel like they would have always
ended
up together, especially because Pensacola and Orlando, I don't think are that far from each other anyway.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't think it is. I don't know. I don't know Florida all that way. Speaking of Florida, WrestleMania is coming up, guys. It's that time. Okay, so I think we should head on to our favorite thing.
Yes.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes, sir. FMK.
Excellent.
And we've done a lot of talking about the women today, so you know what? We're going to jazz it up.
Lesbian edition, I'm guessing.
It's going to be the lesbianas edition. You hear?
Ow.
Yes. So, this week's Fuck, Marry, Kill is featuring all women.
Oh my god.
And you know the drill. You have to fuck one, you have to marry one, you have to kill one. So, I'll pull one from old era, one from that not so great era, and one from current.
Okay.
We're just going to figure it out. Okay. So, one from the old era, I'm going to say, I don't know why the name Joy Giovanni just came to my head, but shit, we're going to put her in there. Joy Giovanni. Let's see. Joey Giovanni. Jacqueline.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And currently, Nia Jax.
Well, so
we have Joy Giovanni, Jacqueline.
These are three very different women. Very
Variety. The variety in this one, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow,
Nia Jax is the final one. So, yeah, I'm not going first.
Damn it.
I'll go first. I'm going to kill Jacqueline Giovanni.
Jacqueline Giovanni. Boy, her name is Joy Giovanni.
Sorry. I'm like, I ended up on Jacqueline's wiki page because I wanted to see what she looked like currently. So Joy Giovanni's got to go.
Why?
Yeah.
For me, personally, I would feel like if I were to date a woman, I would want her to kind of be like thick like me. She looked thin.
Back then, she had, for the time that she was relevant, she had a little body. Her arms were a little skinty, but yeah. I liked Joy Giovanni that time, but I liked her because I found out we had the same birthday. So, like, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that's lit, she got my birthday. But I also liked her theme song. It was lit. That's one of my favorite theme songs from back then, from early 2000s.
I mean, like, she got a nice rack, but she looked thin for me. I'm gonna go that, and then I'm going, Jackie scares me. And after seeing that speech that she gave at the Hall of Fame, I was like, oh no.
What was that speech? Please.
Nah, she's not very smart.
Where did she give a speech at? When?
Hall of Fame speech.
Who?
Jackie.
Oh.
I'm going to marry Nia Jax because she just comes from a whole hearty, like, Samoan family. So, I'd always be taken care of and fed, for sure. She also hooped, and I hooped, so something to talk about, at least. So, I'm going to have sex with Jacqueline. But, like, I would only have sex with peak, like, Mark Mero.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
This is the most non-sexy let's fuck, marry, kill ever.
Oh, we can do another one after we're done, but go ahead. So.
So before I go, might I suggest bald, black, beautiful man edition?
Like black guys?
Yeah, I've always been international. Man, I like a buffet, you know?
Equal opportunity,
baby. Okay, what are they going with? All right, so I'm definitely going to kill Nia Jax, because no. She's pretty. She's pretty. I don't like her ring gear. There's something about it. There's something about the ring gear that's just a huge turn off for me. I don't
that
know
is
why
not her fault. I think that's not her fault.
It's definitely the company's like, give her something better. It's just like, they were just like, put her in all black, because we don't want to... I feel like they're hiding her curves, and it's actually not flattering, so...
She looks like a weird road warrior.
Yeah, because on Snapchat, when she's on Snapchat, I'm like, dang, she looks cute. Like, she looks good in regular clothes. When I see her in that ring, girl, I'll be like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's like a big football player is coming at you. Like, and, she looks like a bedazzled football player.
Let's not forget that magic carpet she was in on her NXT debut when she came out looking like
I would then marry Jacqueline and fuck Joy Giovanni.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm just saying, I can see, like, I can understand. I wasn't being funny. So, you know, now I feel like an asshole. Okay, anyway.
My turn.
And so, I'm going to kill... I'm going to kill Joy Giovanni. I can't even do it. Never mind.
Because y'all have the same birthday.
No, not even that. Like, because then I even have to fuck or marry Jacqueline, and I can't do it. So it's like, I'm going to kill Jacqueline, even though I love her to death. Like, I think she's so dope. But I can't. I can't go. So, yeah, I'm going to kill Jacqueline. I'm going to fuck Joy Giovanni, and I'm going to marry Nia Jax.
That's fair.
Wow. The fucked up thing is, I remember watching wrestling at this time, and I completely forgot her. I completely forgot she even existed.
Yeah, she was in that whole thing where, I can't remember, she got kidnapped and whatever and thrown in the trunk of JBL's limo. Something weird happened, and then it was like, what are y'all doing? I can't remember who kidnapped her. And then she had this weird thing with Big Show. It was real, real weird on SmackDown at that point in time when Joy Giovanni was on there. It got real weird.
She
was kidnapped during the feud between Big Show and JBL.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was real weird. It was real weird for that time.
Well, I mean, all of it was just really weird at that time. I feel like just weird.
Yeah, it was just
Yeah, that, and that was the point in time where JBL had like Joy Giovanni in his camp. I feel like was Joy Giovanni in his camp? He had like that little cabinet that he had, and I feel like it was Joy Giovanni, Orlando Jordan, and JBL, and it was like somebody else, somebody real random, and it was like, why are y'all together?
No, I do remember she was in the cabinet. Like it was all a ruse, and she like turned on the Big Show.
Yeah,
the Big Show's heart.
Yeah.
Which I saw a picture of JBL of the Big Show's actual wife. I went, good for him.
She's cute.
She's so pretty, and she's tall.
Yeah, I thought she was black at first, but
I know
I don't think she is.
I don't think she is either. But she definitely looks some sort of ethnic.
Ooh, I was like, his first wife? Then I was like, okay, let me scoot. Okay, there she is.
Shut up.
Goodness. So wait, it was Orlando Jordan, Amy Weber, and then the Basham brothers, Doug and Danny. Mm-hmm. Doug and Danny was in there.
Yeah. I feel like it was all the champions at the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were together for 2 years, too.
Yeah,
debuted August.
But, yeah, I remember that, and I couldn't remember how it was like. I just remember they like popped the trunk of his limo, and she was in there. Something real weird happened.
How freaking bizarre is that, Lauren?
Yeah,
I mean that like 2004 wrestling is very much a blur. Very much a
not a blur when John Cena freestyles was popping out. No sir, I remember those. Those lit.
If it wasn't a Cena freestyle, I didn't care.
You hear me?
That or like Edge, I really wasn't about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess that is all we have for tonight. We will catch you guys. I don't think it will be next week. Will it be next week? Because there's another pay-per-view coming up.
Roadblock is next week.
Yeah, I don't think I'm here for that one. I'm only going to watch the Iron Woman match probably. So. No need to do a prediction for me because I'm not giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But after the pay-per-view holiday, we will be back. I don't know what everybody's schedule is like for Christmas, but we will be back with some more New Slate podcasts soon, sooner than later. And we are out of this episode.
It's been real.
Bye-bye.
Been real.